Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, she certainly has made extraordinary contributions in the field of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, well, she taught students, staff, faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited. That's a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. Susan travels internationally as a frequent radio, TV talk show guest, motivational speaker, the author of over 25 books, including The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Living on the Lighter Side, and Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age. They're available at her website, susansmithjones.com, in various formats. Susan was also selected as one of the 10 Healthy American Fitness Leaders by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, a prestigious honor bestowed upon her in Washington, D.C. Past winners include President Ronald Reagan, UCLA coach John Wooden, fitness experts Kathy Smith and Richard Simmons. Today, we're featuring her latest full-color, beautifully designed and motivating book just released entitled Invest in Yourself with Exercise. You can visit Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. See how you get copies of this book in electronic forms for Kindle or other e-readers. Also, a very special limited edition that she will personally autograph with a handwritten note card and bookmark. In fact, you can get the special limited editions of not only the new book, but also her other three titles that we just mentioned at the website. And today on the program, we're talking about that new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, the Whole Body Healing Power of Various Workouts. Whether you're already exercising daily, fitness buff, or you've been saying for ages, one day you'll start exercising and get fit and healthy, today's program is for you. As I mentioned, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, an expert in healthy living, high-level fitness, whole-body rejuvenation, and how to lose weight, reshape the body, and look years younger in record-breaking time. In fact, she was the first fitness trainer in Los Angeles decades ago. To this day, among her other talents, she still works with lots of celebrities and Fortune 500 leaders at her hometown of Brentwood in Los Angeles, worldwide as well, to help keep them healthy and fit. Let's find out about her terrific new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and some of the most coveted health and fitness tips to motivate, inspire, and empower you to invest in exercise and vitality. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick. So happy to be with you. And, you know, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the first wealth is health. And one of the first ways to get healthy is to be as fit as possible. So I love our topic today.
This is great. And I really love the new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. Talk about your motivation in writing this. I've mentioned you've got a history of helping people for years, students, celebrities, VIPs, ordinary people. Why did you decide to write the book?
Yeah, well, you know, it was simple. I wrote it because so many of my clients around the world and my friends and family kept asking me for the best secrets to get strong, fit, and healthy in the least amount of time. Everyone wants a shortcut. And this basically was the most asked question I was getting for years. So I decided to take all of my best advice and put it into this new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. And it's beautifully designed by this world-famous husband and wife team. They're called the Book Couple. You can go to thebookcouple.com. But they, together, designed the most beautiful cover and interior in full color, lots of photos, humorous exercise jokes throughout, terrific exercise guidance that I assure you will inspire, motivate, and empower you to feel great today, to be an inspiration to everyone you know.
How can people get copies of the book? And I mentioned the various formats. It used to be you bought a book, you got two covers, a couple hundred pages, and that was it. There's so many different formats out there now. What are the formats that are available, and where can they get information and buy the book?
All right. Well, listen, I thought, Rick, why not? It's available in five different formats.
Wow.
There's a version for Kindle readers. There's another version for all other tablet readers. You can get it in Amazon, you know, at Amazon in book or Kindle format. You can get a high-resolution PDF, but my favorite is the special limited edition. You go to my website to get that. This differs from the Amazon printed book because the special edition is printed with high gloss lamination, most people know what that is, on the pages and the cover. It has a hinged spine, but then I personally autograph it to each person, whoever orders it, and it includes, like you said, a note card and a bookmark, a note card from me. In other words, I'll personally attend to all these special limited edition orders, and I'll send them out myself. I'll go to the post office anywhere in America and around the world. So all the details are on my website. Look under books or look at the sidebar. And by the way, on my website, there's a very inspiring foreword in the book written by one of my clients in England. His name's David. You can read the entire foreword. You can even see a sampler of some of the pages of the book.
It's interesting because the special limited edition, you do take the time to personalize it. I really appreciate you doing that for me. It was personalized. It was, dear Rick, get off your butt and do some push-ups. And that really motivated me, and I really appreciate you doing that. All the information available at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Let's get down to the business of exercise. We're going to, on today's program, give you a number of tips. Start off by talking about exercise and brain power. What is the connection there? Does it really help us think better?
You know, that's a great question. I think all of us want to be a little bit smarter. And probably one of the biggest appeals of exercise is to build biceps and heart muscle and maybe some definition in the ab muscles. But yes, indeed, you can use exercise to build your brain. It's been known for some time that exercise can lift your mood, ward off depression, help the brain age more gracefully, free of memory loss and dementia. But now researchers, this is fascinating, have just found out that even one single bout of exercise can, even better than a cup of coffee, improve your mental focus and cognitive performance for any challenging task that you face during the day. Rick, there was an analysis just recently of 19 studies involving 500 kids, teens, and young adults published in the British Medical Journal, and it found that short 10 to 40 minute bursts of exercise led to an immediate boost in concentration, mental focus, improving blood flow to the brain. And then further research says that doing about 20 minutes of exercise just before a task, giving a speech, doing an interview, according to a Harvard study, can really change the blood flow to your brain. And you and I have heard for years, and we've talked about this, and I don't think it's a good idea to eliminate recess, but public health experts agree with us, and they've long complained that cutting out gym and recess at school time to make more time for academics could actually be having the opposite effect of impeding kids' learning.
That's interesting. In fact, I was going to ask you, is it possible to do a mini workout for your brain? Let's say you've got a test, you're in school, you got a test coming up the next day, you got a job interview, you're giving a presentation for the first time at the new place of employment. Is it possible to do a mini workout so we're mentally sharp as we go into the new endeavor?
Yes. All right. So to improve immediate mental performance, think quick and dirty exercise bouts. In other words, and I'm not talking about the bedroom either, a short, sweaty session of jumping rope, running in place, maybe step-ups, maybe some lunges and squats, can quickly improve blood flow to the brain, helping improve the transmission of signals through the nerve cells. That's why 45 minutes ago, I did my jumping jacks and my step-ups before this interview, so now there's no excuse for me to be on top of everything today.
Well, you are on top of that. Our guest on the program is Susan Smith-Jones, a website, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan has a new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, The Whole Body Healing Power of Vigorous Workouts. In the book, you talk about using exercise to prevent, relieve mild depression. Talk about how that works.
Yes, definitely. You can reduce and prevent depression through steady activity a few times a week. See, studies over the past several years have indicated that burning off 350 calories 3 times a week. You know, that's not for the full week. That's with each of the workouts. 350 calories through sustained moderate activity can reduce the symptoms of depression about as effectively as antidepressants. And that, by the way, that's for mild depression. But exercise can also work hand in hand with medications and therapy to control depression, and those maybe with more severe symptoms. That's why, Rick, when people come to see me in my private practice for depression, I usually conduct these sessions outdoors in nature, usually down at the bluff in Santa Monica, talking to them while we're taking a walk. It's the most effective way, because by the end of the walk, you know, they might have arrived at me a little depressed, and at the end of the walk, they're much happier.
You know, it's an interesting approach. Rather than sitting in an office and getting more depressed, as you're talking about being depressed, you're outside and you're enjoying the sights and the sounds and getting some exercise. In the book as well, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, you talk about the benefits of learning a new sport, a new skill, and I've read this for a number of years, and I want to get your opinion on it, that actually, besides learning a new sport, a new skill, it improves your brain power, your memory as well.
Yeah, you're correct. See, taking up a new workout routine that requires hand-eye coordination or fancy foot moves puts a little stress on your brain cells to help them grow. And then complicated activities also improve your concentration skills over the short term, even better than more straightforward workouts, according to a recent German study. In other words, just taking a walk on level ground where you don't have to navigate anything doesn't grow your brain cells and benefit your brain as much as a hike where maybe the terrain is a little bit uneven and you have to look around and be a little bit more cautious, a little more focused. But you still want to walk. Henry David Thoreau said, an early morning walk is a blessing for the entire day. And I agree with Friedrich Nietzsche, the German philosopher in the late 1800s. This is true. He said, all truly great thoughts are conceived while walking.
You know, that is so true. When you think back in your own experiences, and I can do this in mine, come back and you're all recharged. You've got all these ideas. It's just, the problem is remembering them until you get home and then, you know, writing them down and implementing them. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, the new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. I want to talk about something. This is fascinating. You can actually use exercise to increase one's income. Now, I think we've got somebody's attention now in talking about that. Certainly have mine. Talk about that correlation.
I think we do.
Well, yeah, talk about that.
Before I tell you how to increase your bottom line, let me also say, in terms of benefiting the brain, they even found out that with elderly people who engaged in leisure activities like short walks, gardening, cooking, and cleaning were less likely than their sedentary peers to have memory loss or a crumbling vocabulary. And to your next question, I'm going to say cha-ching, because you can pump up your bank account. Regular exercise, they are discovering, is more, maybe as beneficial to your bottom line as it is to your waistline, according to a new study at Cleveland State University. They looked at thousands of Americans about their exercise habits as well as their weekly incomes. Here's what they discovered. People who exercised 3 or more times a week made roughly 10% more income, usually an extra $80 per week on average, than those who never exercise. And then the finding, this finding, by the way, holds regardless of BMI. How fit you look doesn't seem to play a factor. They even found, get this, so listen, you have no excuse. People who worked out 1 to 3 times per month made roughly 5% more than those who stayed seated. So why does this happen? Studies show that exercise increases your intelligence, yay, positive attitude, we know that, and energy levels. And each of these factors, in turn, can raise the person's productivity, leading to higher earnings. So basically, you feel better and work better when you exercise, and that translates into a heftier paycheck. And by the way, that one study was done on people doing aerobics, running, hiking, swimming, cycling, and they made more money. But weight training has also been shown to offer the same cognitive and energy-increasing benefits. So however you train, doing so more often will likely pay off in more ways than one.
You will find all of this information in the book Invest in Yourself with Exercise by Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, available in various formats at her website, susansmithjones.com. Link on to thisweekinamerica.us and go directly to her website. Let's talk a little bit about, and I got a few minutes left in this particular segment. Let's talk about, you work 12 hours, you're on your way home, you're caught in traffic, and you know you probably should get a little energy, try to get outside, get some exercise, but you're just exhausted. How do we supercharge and get our energy back?
Exactly. See, I love this question because people are always complaining about being tired.
Yes.
And part of the reason inactivity leads to fatigue has to do with the way we store adrenaline. Activity uses up adrenaline. If it isn't used, adrenaline saps energy and decreases the efficiency of the heart. And then this downward spiral of energy you feel at the end of the workday will only be worsened if you come home, Rick, and you collapse on your couch or your easy chair. So exercise will get the metabolic machinery out of inertia, and you'll feel refreshed and ready to go.
Information in the book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and you also talk a lot about, and we've talked about it on past programs, how important it is to be flexible, to get flexible, to stay flexible. And we're not talking about, yeah, I'll change my plan so we can go to the ball game on Saturday night. We're talking about physical flexibility. Talk about how important that is, especially as you get older. It's crucial.
Oh, is it ever? This is so important. Flexibility is the third equally important pillar of fitness next to, I know you know the answers to this, cardiovascular conditioning and strength training. And so here's flexibility 101 class. When you stretch a muscle, you lengthen the tendons and the muscle fibers that attach to the bone. The longer these fibers are, the more you can increase the muscle in size when you do your strength training. And that means the more flexible muscle has the potential to become a stronger muscle too. And in turn, building strong muscle fibers boosts your metabolism and your fitness level. And also, and we all know this, one day we reached up to the freezer or the upper cupboard or bent down to get something in the store and we pulled a muscle. Flexible muscles make everyday activities on your body much easier and also decrease your risk of certain injuries. See, common behaviors like hunching over your computer or looking at your smartphone can shorten your muscles, and that, along with a natural loss of muscle elasticity that occurs with aging, can set you up so any quick or awkward motion, like for example, let me see, lunging to catch a glass before it teeters off a table, could stretch your muscles beyond their limit, resulting in a strain or a tear. And even if you're aerobically fit, it helps to be limber too, so your body can easily adapt to physical stressors. So if you do your walking every day, if you do weight training, don't forget to carve in some time to stretch daily.
Invest in Yourself with Exercise, the whole body healing power of vigorous workouts, the new book from our guest on This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, best-selling author, holistic health expert. Her website is very simple, susansmithjones.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.